One of those making presentations at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Drought Summit was Andrea Brodigan, who's the executive director of the Oklahoma Agricultural Mediation Program. After her presentation, we sat down and visited with her a little bit about the mediation program and how it can be helpful to Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers.
Let's talk a little bit about the ag mediation program. And, you know, with the things going on right now out in the country, the decision you have to, you know, sell off your herd. We've had people lose their crops because of dry conditions. A lot of pressure, a lot of stress out there. I know that is one of the reasons that this ag mediation program is around. How can you help, you know, find some solutions for some of these folks?
When people get together in mediation, they're getting together to address a problem sooner rather than later. So what you're working on is getting people to the table to work things out before the stress gets to an intolerable point. Because when people don't know what's going to happen to them in the future and they're not taking on a conflict, they're trying to ignore it, or it just goes on for a long time, that in and of itself is a stressor. So mediation will get people together sooner and try and alleviate some of that uncertainty.
So what sort of things, in other words, as you try to bring people together, who are you really trying to bring together with the farmer or the rancher?
Most of the time we are working with one of the USDA agencies and one of their customers. We also work with any farmer and rancher and their lenders, any borrowers that are dealing in ag credit and other farm issues.
So, you know, as we think about, you know, trying to go through this process of trying to bring people together, help find some solutions for them, what sort of things are you able to accomplish? In other words, what at the end of the day, what does a farmer or rancher actually end up from the process working with your group?
They will end up with a written settlement agreement between them and, say, the USDA agency, or them and the other party, perhaps their creditor, about how they're going to work out and restructure their loan, or how they're going to show feasibility of their farm operation or show some cash flow. So they can have an exchange over what information was the basis for an application and what new information might change the outcome of their determination on whether that application made them eligible for something.
How often do you feel that you're able to be successful with a producer?
And we have a very long history in the program, and consistently our settlement rate, if you want to look at that, is anywhere between 85 and 93%.
That's pretty good, obviously.
Right. Yeah, and there's other intangible non-settlement rate-related kinds of successes that we count, too. You know, people get a lot of value out of just getting together and trying to work things out in a way that's not as conflicted or difficult as court and things like that might be.
So who's a candidate for coming to the mediation program at this point?
Anyone in Oklahoma that's received an adverse determination letter from USDA or any other lender, creditor, or borrower in Oklahoma.
If they're delinquent, in other words, they're a candidate in effect.
Yes, if they're delinquent on a farm loan, or if they're dealing with, say, a conservation contract or any other kind of decision that one of the USDA agencies would have made.
Okay. How do they get a hold of you?
They can call us at 1-800-248-5465 or find us on the web at mediation.ag.ok.gov.
Andrea Brodigan of the Oklahoma Agricultural Mediation Program visiting with us after her presentation at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Drought Summit. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.